This week on Minnesota Native News, we talk about enrollment and what's in a name. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Red Lake Nation recently changed who can be a citizen. It used to require 1/4 Red Lake blood quantum, but starting in January, anyone who is an enrolled member in 1958 will be considered full blood. As Lori Stern reports, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe is thinking about making changes, too.
Red Lake Nation changed the enrollment rules to reverse what Secretary Sam Strong called intentional mathematical genocide. David Troyer from Leech Lake agrees.
It was the general thinking of the United States government that if they institute blood quantum laws, we will breed ourselves out of existence within a generation or two.
Troyer is a historian and author. His newest book is called The Heartbeat of Wounded Knee.
We have tens of thousands of members of those Native nations, and so you're going to find tens of thousands of different opinions about it. But I think it's safe to say that there is, from what I can tell, I'm just speaking as a guy from Leech Lake, it seems really clear to me that there is a groundswell, and that although there are very different opinions about what should happen, there is a consensus that something should happen, that our constitutions do not fit, that our enrollment criteria doesn't serve our communities, and something new needs to happen.
Troyer says blood quantum is a divisive and problematic way to decide who gets to be a tribal member. Blood matters, he says, but so do language, ceremony, and culture.
It's time that, you know, in this day and age of gathered and growing strength, we think about how we want to organize ourselves, you know, per our own cultures and our own concerns.
The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, which includes Leech Lake and five other bands, is considering the enrollment question right now. A constitutional committee meets monthly to gather input on whether and how criteria should change.
Okay, my name is Gary Fraser. I'm the executive director of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe here in Cass Lake. We set our own enrollment. We should decide who our members are and aren't our members. Bottom line, that's probably what we're going to get out of it. This is similar to what Red Lake did.
Fraser says the MCT has lost about 1,000 members over the past 20 years, and membership will continue to decline as people marry outside the tribe because their children and their children's children will have less blood quantum. Fraser says there's no consensus yet on how to reverse the trend, but the enrollment committee has heard many ideas for ways to make membership more inclusive. He says members of the MCT will be getting a survey in the mail, and there will soon be a Facebook page for members to participate in. Red Lake Nation is holding a special enrollment meeting the end of January. Changing enrollment is just one part of a movement across Indian country to reform tribal constitutions. I'm Lori Stern for Minnesota Native News.
The state historical site at Fort Snelling just closed for the season, but the discussion about what to call it is ramping up. The name of the 1820s fort will remain Fort Snelling, but what the 23-acre site around the fort should be called, well, that's up for discussion. The public has until mid-November to weigh in with ideas and suggestions. This is Kevin Myla, the Deputy Director of Learning at the Minnesota Historical Society.
History is about everybody's story, and we want to make sure that Native perspective is in there. We've been adding items about treaties and trade, about the tragedies of Fort Snelling, the concentration camp where Dakota were interred after the War of 1862. It's a painful place, but it's also a place of origin for Dakota people, and that story has to be told. And maybe it's time to think about a name that reflects that broader story that we're trying to tell.
Myla says more than 5,000 people have so far contributed their thoughts through emails, public meetings, and the survey. The History Center will summarize those views and likely recommend the name change to the legislature in 2020. You can find the survey through November 15th at mnhs.org/naming. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @MNNativeNews. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.